Stay warm at the Horseshoe this season. Score an exclusive, officially licensed Ohio State scarf when you subscribe to the Columbus Dispatch. Get the planet's best Buckeye coverage, award-winning reporting, and one amazingly cozy scarf by subscribing at dispatch.com/scarf. This promotion is licensed by the Ohio State University. Trademarks used with permission.
Well, thanks for coming. Just a couple comments before I take some questions here. First is, we've had a couple tough losses over the years here, and you lost a good team. So what you have to do is you go through, and I met with our players about this because I experienced it ourselves as coaches and myself, is you get go from devastated to crushed to pissed, and then you got to move forward as a leader and get going. And so we're somewhere between 2 and 3 right now, the pissed and the moving forward. And our players, you know, they're resilient. They get over things quickly, and so it's our job to get over them quickly too and move forward and fix issues that caused the failing, the loss. So that's where we're at. Moving on, Army, very unique issues you deal with. They are very good on offense, second in the country, I believe, rushing. The wishbone creates its own identity of issues and unique issues. And then on defense, like some of the service academies that I've coached against before, they're 3-4 all over the place and play extremely hard, and a very good team. They beat Navy last year, and I'm just a big fan of the service academy, so I follow that very closely. And so we got to move forward and move forward fast.
Third row, right, Rob. Irvin, you said after the game, you said this before, that you see what we see, that you weren't happy with the play calling. Just curious, is there so much going on during a game that prevents you from stepping in and sort of fixing things in the moment, or can you walk us through how the whole
play to a degree I can. Yeah, it's not the first year. It's not the first time we've had either issue offense, defense, or kicking game, and it is my job to step in, and I tried, and a lot of times head coaches can screw things up worse than they are, and I'm not immune to that, so I'm more conscientious than I've ever been. I have very good coaches on offense, and they played well on defense and did a lot of unique things, and we knew they would because they prepared for this one. So yeah, of course, and I just didn't do it well enough.
All right, Austin. Irvin, when you look at your QB situation at this point, I know you say you don't want to change a starter. Is there more consideration to give Dwayne or Joe some game reps at some point?
Sure. Well, we'd like to do that anyway. It hasn't presented itself yet. Any decisions about any personnel is strictly who gives us the best opportunity to win, whether it be right guard, quarterback, and it's always been the case. And right now, it's not even a question. But, yeah, we'd like to absolutely get the other guys in and play a little bit.
When you say that's not even a question, I'm thinking back to 2015 where you said Cardale and JT were so close on the practice field. Is JT so much further ahead than, I mean, Joe's been hurt?
With all the above, yeah. With all the above, just, you think of a quarterback and it's just throwing, it's much more than that. It's giving you the right plays and et cetera. So at this point, it's still, I didn't do that, but it's a difference.
Front row middle, Dave.
Robert, you said this is the Ohio State offense. Can you explain how much autonomy Kevin Wilson has as far as designing the offense and calling the plays?
Yeah, it's a term we used, and you might get tired hearing it. It's enhance it and make it better, like every coordinator we've had. And he's had that opportunity and will continue to have an opportunity.
Defensively, the defense gave up nearly 500 yards. I know Baker Mayfield played well, but as the defensive coaches analyzed the film, what was the biggest issues that they passed
on? They have a very good offense, obviously, and their quarterback's ridiculous. He played great. And catching yourself, not focusing on your responsibility, that's when you saw a couple of those hits. That was the biggest issue. Guys trying to do too much. I'm going to go stop this play instead of cover my guy and take my eyes off my guy for a second, and that's where you saw a couple of those guys squirt loose.
Right play.
By virtue of who Army is and maybe the quality of the next 2-3 opponents, does that prevent you from fixing maybe the pass defense or having it tested like you'd like to see?
Yeah, we, you know, Coach Shiano has coached against Wishbone teams. I have too, and it's a unique, you know, unique week. So we put that one to bed to read. You know, we met, we watched it, we issued, you met with the players, and then it was right, even last night, right on to Army, because it's so, you need to spend every waking moment from here until the foot hits the ball to prepare for against Wishbone.
What did you see then from the secondary?
From the secondary, did not play very well.
Across the board.
Yeah.
Front row, Bill.
You know, obviously, right after the game, you are not going to assign responsibility because you haven't seen the tape. You have watched it. When you break down the offense's problems, how much is JT? How much is play calling? I mean, I'm not looking for a number, but when you, in your mind, figure out what's really to blame, what do you see?
Well, this, like I said, this is not the first time we've had a tough loss. Unfortunately, I haven't had too many, but you know me well enough that I'm not, the B word doesn't come out. We're not blaming anybody. There's some guys that didn't play particularly well, and I usually don't bring that up very often. And I think we, you know, like you said, the play calling, I'm going to keep evaluating that and make sure we're doing what we're doing best. But now's not the time, and, you know, I would anticipate the whole program feels that way. It's moving forward and fixing issues, and that we don't share that necessarily in here.
Do you feel the need to reassure JT or have a discussion with JT after the game?
Yeah. That's normal protocol after it plays well or it plays not so well.
Front row left, Bill.
Urban, are you still confident that the Ohio State offense, your offensive philosophy, the bread and butter stuff you like to run, can work against the best teams you play, or is there something fundamental that needs to change about the overall approach to offense?
Well, I think the evolution of defenses, especially the ones that have given us trouble over the last couple of years, that's constant because it's the multiplicity of defenses that have given us and then other offenses issues. So yeah, we're reevaluating that, and it's constant change. It's much different than it was in 2012. And there's a lot of people in that room working on it to keep it moving forward.
Different topic, but you've mentioned before how you have people monitor social media with your players. If you have a recruit on a visit who is tweets something critical of your team while he's on the visit, how is that viewed? Is that something that could potentially impact a player's standing within your recruiting class?
Oh, sure. I was made aware of something, and I let other people, you know, I was made aware of it.
Second row right, Tony.
Urban, when you see what you want to see in practice, you're seeing things that you're getting the production that you want, but it doesn't replicate itself in the game. How do you go about fixing the issue if it doesn't manifest in practice?
I think I know what you're asking. If you see certain things work well or certain players perform well in practice, yet you don't see the carryover, that's happened before and over the years. And you just, usually it's with a younger player that it's the first time in a prime time event. You know, our kicker did not kick particularly well, the kickoff guy. It's a true freshman. We're certainly not going to stick him, you know, ship him off somewhere, cut him or something like that. But you keep working with him, and you hope he matures enough to handle those kind of situations. And other players fall in that category. You just kind of, you know, it's the... That's life in the big city when you have to play young players at times.
How do you know when it's when you've got it resolved in practice? I guess if.
How do you know what?
How do you know when you have it resolved? You have to see it in the game before you know that the issue
sure.
is fixed?
Yeah, like you said, practice is practice, game's games. And it happens. You know, if it happens with older players, usually you got to move on. Younger players, you coach them through it.
Front row left, Doug.
Urban, we were talking to JT after the game about things that were said in the preseason about the passing game coming along, and JT had said, you know, he's going to make throws to covered receivers and do things, and that maybe he's not doing it now. He said that in preseason it was man-to-man defense. You guys played against man-to-man, and now he's seen zone two straight games. I know you do it in game week. You prep for what the other defense is going to do, but was this offense prepared enough for the zone looks that you've seen in the first 2 weeks?
We've seen a lot of zone. We, you know, that's one of the negatives when you practice so much against all the man-to-man. And in practice, we, you know, and they're dropping eight, you know, in some situations too, which is really difficult. So to answer your question, we've given them that looks in practice, and obviously not enough. So we got to continue that.
And for us, the layman out here, thinking about the way you guys look like you need to throw it better in this offense, what you have said about Dwayne in the past, his potential as a thrower, some of me included, people would say, boy, that sounds like something that maybe this offense could use, a guy who really can throw it like that. Can you maybe just explain a little more why that's not where it sounds like you are right now?
Sure. Just the term game ready is used quite often around here. And that's is Dwayne game ready to help us go win a game. And if we feel he is, then he'll go in the game. And it's, you know, that opportunity is an opportunity. That third quarter of Oklahoma is not the right time to do that. At some point, we're hoping, you know, he continues to grow up and get some game experience, and then you can evaluate it there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's the first time to take a snap in those situations. That's normally, you know, if something happened, you have to do it, but not in that situation.
But and I know you said you guys are going forward now, but then going forward to Army, to UNLV, is it possible that Dwayne Haskins in the game plan when games are on the line, not just in when you're way
ahead? I don't know. You know, that's... I don't want to speculate.
And just to make sure we're understanding your thinking on this, you said it doesn't matter right guard, quarterback, anybody you play who gives you the best chance to win, right?
Sure.
When the guy is a three-time captain, one of the great leaders you've ever seen, how does that factor into any decision you're making about JT?
No, that's part of the that's it's you know, when you say the right guard, it's not just can he block the nose guard. You take all the intangibles, tangibles, everything, and you make that decision. So those things you just mentioned, absolutely, they're in the equation. That's called being a really good football player. The other things you got to continue to work on. So how much is your question is how much does that play into it? A lot. And that's with every position.
All right, Tim?
Yeah, Urban, when you look at JT, everybody keeps bringing up JT. I've seen at least three opportunities where you guys could have had an over-the-top deep ball play that would have maybe, I don't know if shut people up, whatever you want to call it. Two of them, one was overthrown, but the other two were two experienced receivers who didn't make the play. When do you start evaluating, I guess, that side of it, and when do you bring on maybe younger players in that regard? You understand what I'm saying there?
Sure. Sure. When do we evaluate it? That's.
Well, I know you evaluate, I mean, but I mean, yeah. When does it become?
When you sleep. When you eat.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
That's all we do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all those questions. Sure.
But do you have guys in line there now that maybe get opportunities that didn't get opportunities before?
I think so. Yeah. It's a six-man rotation. We're not. There's not a differentiation from one through six, and I think they're all going to be fine players. They're continuing to grow a little bit, so it's not. You know, Johnny Dixon to Ben Victor to Austin Mack, you saw make a great catch. So they're all in the rotation. We're not, you know, there's not that Michael Thomas right now where you say he's your go-to all the time. You know, Ben Victor, we tried a couple with him. I think Terry got behind him one time, you know. So it's, yeah. When you ask the question when, it's when do we not?
Yeah.
It's nonstop.
And the other thing, this isn't my follow-up, but real quick update. Austin Mack, what's his situation?
He's just feeling much better today, and obviously you're very cautious about his head hit the back of the turf, and so they're very cautious about it, and we'll know more tomorrow. But I'd put him as probable for the game.
You know, I asked you this a little bit after the game on Saturday, but I want to follow up. The way y'all used your running back Saturday, you know, Mike Weber and J.K. combined for 14 carries or something. Where does that fit on the list of things?
It's not enough. And Mike is still not quite 100%. He had a little – it tugged on him a little bit, but he's much better, and we're anticipating – he's still not been full speed yet, but we're anticipating him, and J.K. runs real hard too. So you want to be in that 30, 25 to 30 number with him, with them.
Front row right, left, rather, Lori.
Coach Meyer, your players after the game, we were talking to them, saying things like they feel like they're inches away – it's just little things right now that need cleaned up. Is that where you want them mentally, or would a little more urgency be apropos this time?
There is a tremendous amount of urgency. You know what they say to you, I think they as my wife says, coach speak and player speak at times, and which is kind of what I want, you know, and what I try to do if I think before I speak. So because we don't need anything out there, we need that. This is all internal. But there, I assure you, there's a plenty of urgency. And then once again, it might not be when you ask a guy a question 20 minutes after they play a game and they have a tough loss, because we try to coach them through that. We don't need headlines.
A game like this where, I mean, every game you're going to have one, maybe two players that doesn't have their best night. But when you have a game where it is beyond that one or two guys, what is generally the cause of that when it seems like it's gotten contagious?
There's two or three things. One's the quality of the opponent that, you know, sometimes, you know, if a corner gets beat by a first-round draft pick, those things happen once in a while, or, you know, a very good player. The other thing, are we putting them in a position to be successful? And that's constant. Like someone asked Tim, I think someone said, when do you evaluate that? That's constant evaluation. Can they do what we do? And, you know, you had two first-round corners. We hope we develop two first-round corners so we continue. And then that's constant conversation. Can they do what we've done in the past? And those, you know, it's early in the season. We still got a lot of football left, and those, that's what's going on right now.
We have time for two more questions. Far left, Matt. When you looked at the offense and what happened on Saturday, do you have like a priority list? What jumps out at you? We have to get this fixed moving forward now. Do you have like a list in mind, or
sure?
Can you share like we got to get this?
Not really, you know, because I don't, you know, it's, I think it's some of it's rather obvious, and maybe some of it not so obvious, but that's not my position to do that here.
Also, in terms of JT, do you worry at all about his confidence?
Sure.
He's always been a confident player. What do you see? Do you think he's still?
I see a mentally tough guy that he's got to play better. We got to play better. We got to coach better. And it's very mature guy. You know, he's kind of seen it all. You know, and but I worry about that not with JT, but with corner. You know, corners. That's a tough position. You're out there on an island, and a corner loses confidence, and you know. That's what coaching is, though. That's our job, too. And I had a good meeting with our staff about inspire and motivate and move them on. You know, we can't, as awful as we feel, no one's really asking how we feel. We got to move forward, and they're the ones out there doing their job. We got to make sure that they're in position and have that feeling that they can do it.
And final questions, far right, Pete. Irvin, you said at Big Ten Media Day that Kevin Wilson was the first coordinator in your career who you brought in who's been an established guy. You've had younger guys you've kind of brought along. What's that merger been like? He obviously has established philosophy. He's one of the best play callers, you know, modern college football. Coming in to your offense, just how has that merger gone? And do you think we may see an evolution of maybe towards more things we saw with Kevin in other parts?
Sure. I think if it fits, you know, I kind of, after the first half of Indiana was not particularly well, but the second half was flowed very well. And it did not flow necessarily well against Oklahoma. So I would anticipate that you'll continue to see a merging of ideas and concepts. Same with Ryan Day. He's got a very good mind, and we're always constantly to add wrinkles to make things better.
Great. Coach, thank you very
much. Thank you.